My name is Pastor Frank Gant. I serve a congregation in Loganville, Georgia, Zion Lutheran Church. The plan was for someone else to be here this morning, but you're stuck with me because that person's plans got ruined. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning, ruined plans. Because we make plans all the time. Mel makes plans every day. We just call it a menu. We all make plans for our summer months coming up, but they don't always go according to plan. As we get older, we might make plans for retirement, but that doesn't always go as planned. And what are we to do with a God who allows our plans to get ruined? What do we do with a God who doesn't just allow things to go the way we hoped they would? Well, let's investigate today on the basis of Mark 16, verse 1, and then verse 6. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. But then moving on to verse 6, the angel said, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth. He is not here." It seemed like a good plan, humanly speaking. There wasn't time on Good Friday to prepare Jesus' body for burial. So these three women got together and came up with a reasonably good plan. Let's go to the market early morning Sunday, buy some spices and oils and perfumes, and then we'll all go together to the tomb. A good plan. Along the way, they did think of something that might interrupt their plan. There was a boulder rolled in front of the tomb. But someone surely would come along and help them with that, so their plan could go on. But when they arrived, they found out that the boulder was not the interruption they thought it might be, but there was something else that actually did ruin their plan that morning. There was no body. They had a good plan, but God had a better plan. His plan was to deliver Jesus up for the world's offenses and then to raise him again for our justification. A much better plan. Now, we all make plans. We make plans about our day. We make plans about our year. We make plans about our life. And there's a host of plans that we insert all along the way. Some of them come to pass, but usually we're left not seeing our plans realized. And sometimes it's just a mild irritation, like a ball game canceled because of rain. Sometimes it's much more severe, like a phone call in the middle of the night, or a relationship suddenly ended, or a doctor's report. And what do we do when we're looking as if into an empty tomb at our future? Well, I want to let you know that there's some other ruined plans that make all the difference. The first one being Jesus' resurrection. That ruined the plan of those three women that morning. But now let's go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, because there was a ruined plan. Eve, our first mother, had a plan to live in a wisdom apart from God, to know good and evil. And we, like Adam, have all followed her. We have sought each our own way. But Jesus is alive. And that has made the difference now. For if Christ is not risen, you are still in your sins. But now, Christ has been raised from the dead. The second ruined plan is that of the devil. The devil's plan was to deceive the world and to bring us all into the slavery of sin leading to death. He walks around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And the Lord has laid on him, on Christ, the iniquity of us all. And that message chains Satan, as the book of Revelation makes plain. Finally, if I can speak anthropomorphically of death, there is also a ruined plan there. Because death wanted us all to be enslaved to fear, leading to bondage, leading to eternal suffering. But Christ lives, and Paul taunts death. O death, where is your victory? O grave, where is your sting? Sorry, I don't know why I've gotten so nervous here. What are your plans? Those times that do not turn out as you suppose they might. All those gracious disruptions of the way you thought your life was going to go. Well, the good news is that the empty tomb speaks into your plans. And when your plans are brought to nothing, when they are ruined, that is when the Holy Spirit comes and does some of his best work for you. Because he brings you to repentance through them. And he brings you back to your God who makes this promise. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. All of that is realized through Christ's resurrection. Amen. Hymn 215.